This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora, welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with me, Rain, and it's just me today. So I do have some recordings though of some friends, so we'll share some things with you in a minute, but we're going to talk a bit today about purpose and living life to the full, and a little bit about what we did at youth group on Sunday night. So last night we had a pajama party, movie night, and it was cool. It's always cool to dress up in your pajamas and to chill out and watch a movie. But we watched a movie called Clouds, which I'm going to talk about in a bit after the next song. And that movie is about a teenager, Zach Zobiak, and his journey with cancer and his journey with music. And a quote from him is, "You don't have to find out you're dying to start living." And so I guess that's why today we're going to talk a little bit about living life to the full and living out your purpose, I guess. And I've got another quote for you, all about quotes today. So Howard Thurman said, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." And so at a scene today with the girls at Sacred Heart College, I asked some of them if they wanted to be on the radio today. And I asked them what they really love to do, or something they're passionate about, or what makes them come alive. And this is what they had to say.
Hi, I'm Miller, and I like Ascend because we play fun games, get chocolate, and I get to hang out with my friends.
And what are you excited or passionate about?
I am passionate about sports, dancing, my friends, and my family.
Awesome. Thanks, Miller.
Hi, I'm Chelsea, and I really like Ascend because I get to laugh with my friends, play fun games, and get chocolate. I really love, and what I feel passionate about is biking and dancing.
Very cool, thank you.
Hi, I'm Eddie. I like Ascend because I get to meet new people, and I'm really passionate about sport, and that's it.
Sweet, so that was Chelsea, Miller, and Eddie, and thanks, girls, so much for sharing with us the things that you're passionate about or make you feel alive. Hopefully you're listening to this, or you're going to find it on Spotify later in the week to hear yourselves on the radio. Last week, or the week before, I can't remember, I was telling you that I'm really, really excited because one of my favourite bands is coming to New Zealand in January. And they're a band called Switchfoot, and they have a song that is called When We Come Alive, which I thought was very appropriate, so we're going to listen to that.
We'll be right back. you and I.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And today you are here with Rain, and we're just talking a little bit today about coming alive, what makes you feel most alive, and kind of how do you live your best life? People talk a lot about, you know, living your best life. What does that actually mean? So there's lots of things that make me feel really alive, and one of them is probably a little bit crazy, but I really like night swimming, and so going swimming in the ocean at night. And I used to live in Wellington, and I used to go night swimming a lot in Seatoon, where I lived, and Wellington is not known for having warm water, particularly at night. And me and my flatmate Georgia would go night swimming a lot in Seatoon. And I think the feeling of like freezing cold water makes me feel really alive. And yeah, I think similar to Miller, my friends and family, like spending time with people I love makes me feel really alive. So last night we watched a movie at youth group called Clouds, and it's about the life of Zach Sobiech, who was diagnosed with cancer at 14. And the movie's based on a book, Clouds, written by his mum about his life and his fight with cancer. And so I found an interview that Zach's mum, Laura, did shortly after writing the book, that kind of talks a little bit more in depth about their Catholic faith or the way that Zach lived out his faith. So I thought I would share that with you. So Laura says, Zach's cancer diagnosis at the age of 14 was a shock to the whole family, but he responded to it with a maturity beyond his years. He had to go deep in how he felt about things at an early age, and I think intuitively knew that focusing inward led to despair. Because when we focus inward, we tend to focus on the things we're losing and our suffering. And he learned quickly that when you do that, you get down real fast, and it was healthier, spiritually and mentally, to focus on others. Zach's illness also led him discussing deep topics with his classmates, questions about what this life is all about and what happens after we die. Though Zach was a fun kid, noted Laura, he could also be contemplative and came to believe that God would accomplish some greater good through his suffering. Laura explained, the unique part of our story isn't that we had a child with cancer. Families lose children every day. I think the unique part of our very Catholic story was that we got to see God's economy with suffering and grace rise above to the surface. Zach saw this too. When we give our suffering over to God and allow him to use it as a channel of grace into the world, he can touch lives, he can change lives. I know Zach believed that our suffering, when we offer it up, a lot of times we don't get to see what God does with it. But I believe it still happens. Zach relied on the sacraments. We would have our parish priest over for the anointing, and especially at the end, when Zach couldn't even sit up on the couch, he would just lay there with his eyes closed, and raise his hands for the anointing. He understood the power of those sacraments. One of the pivotal moments in Zach's cancer battle was the family's trip to Lourdes. Laura revealed that she was a little ambivalent at the thought of travelling to the pilgrimage site, whose waters attract many in search of healing. It sort of felt like a setup, she said. You go and you pray for this miracle, and you don't get the one that you're seeking. I didn't want to set myself up that way. And I remember turning that over to God and saying, if you want us to go, then you're going to have to pay for it. And he did. A family that we were acquainted with, but didn't know very well, the same thought popped into their head. They approached us and said, we'd like to send you to Lourdes. And we hadn't made it known that it was something we wanted to do. And they paid for our trip. Laura continued, we did go praying for a miracle. I asked for Zach to be completely healed, but I also understood that in the bigger picture, thing that we believe in. So I prayed, Lord, your will be done here. Here's what I want. I want Zach to be healed, but I trust in you. We all went into the baths and we came out and felt enormous peace and knew there was, if not physical healing, there was a spiritual healing in each of us. When we got home from that trip is when Zach really started to feel intense pain in his hip again, which is where the cancer started, and we found out that it was terminal. But it was also the last year of his life, and that was when he wrote the song Clouds and when the world heard about it. And I really look at that as a miracle of Lourdes. So we watched the movie Clouds, which is a Disney movie based on Zach's life, and it was really, really great movie. I felt a little bit bad because more than half of us left crying. It is a sad movie, but it's a good sad movie. So I thought I'd play that song for you that Zach and his friend Sammy, they formed a band called A Firm Handshake, and Zach wrote the song Clouds when he knew that he was going to die.
A little nicer up here, my dear. long now. It won't be long now.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio, Taranaki 104.4 FM. And that was a song called Clouds, written by Zach Sobiech before he passed away, and performed by him and his best friend Sammy. And they have a band called A Firm Handshake, and they released one album and an EP before Zach passed away. And their songs are pretty great, so check out A Firm Handshake. And check out the movie Clouds as well. It's worth watching. I had a friend, a youth group, one of my youth group leaders when I was a teenager. His name was Glenn Wilmshurst, and he was diagnosed with brain cancer, a tumour in his brain, when I was 17. And he was a huge influence in my life as a teenager. He was really fun, youth group leader, but he also was really caring. He had this red exercise book, like a book that you buy for school, that he used to note down, you know, like conversations that he had with teenagers on a Sunday so that he could follow up during the week and ask us how we were doing with those things, or how this particular thing went, like assignment or sports game. He really, really cared about us as people. And I got on really well with him. He taught me how to do, like, he did ballroom dancing. He taught me how to do a backflip. So we would, like, I did gymnastics, so I knew how to do a backflip. But, like, a backflip where somebody spots you and you just do it, like, on the concrete. So I remember, like, running to youth group on a Sunday and being like, oh, can I do a backflip? And I think about Glenn a lot of the time. And recently I was thinking about him because he did skydiving. He had a skydiving license. He actually had a pilot's license but not a car license. Which I found really funny because his mum used to drive him to youth group every Sunday so that he could, like, lead youth group, and he was an adult but he couldn't drive, but he could fly a plane. And I think that's really funny because I only just got my restricted car license last week. I've had my motorcycle license for a while but not a car license. And so when I got my restricted license, I was like, oh, doing pretty good with this adult stuff. Not really, because I'm like 35 and I probably should have learned how to drive before now, but then I'm like, it's all good because Glenn was older than me and he didn't. And he always said that he would take me skydiving, and I recently went skydiving for the first time as well in Taupo. And it was incredible. I loved it so much. I would 100% go skydiving again. If I had the opportunity, I probably would get my skydiving license, but there's not a skydiving group in New Plymouth, so I would have to go to Taupo a lot to be able to do that, which isn't really feasible at the moment. But one of the things that I know touch people, like, quite deeply, when Glenn was in Mary Potter Hospice, like, at the end of his life, and he was really sick, and he kind of went downhill really fast as well in his cancer journey. He was diagnosed, and then not long after that, he got really, really sick and ended up in Mary Potter Hospice, you know, only a year and a bit, 2 years later. And his dad said to him in hospital, you know, like, nothing is free. They were having a conversation and he was like, a smile is free, Dad, and so is faith. And his his dad wasn't, didn't believe in God, wasn't religious, and he actually converted after Glenn passed away, because the depth of Glenn's faith and the way that he lived his last years was just a huge testament to, like, the reality of God, and he was relentlessly positive. And I think watching the movie Clouds, I saw similar kind of strength in him as is evident in Zach Zobiak's life. Glenn was also really young. His diagnosis was really like a surprise. It wasn't expected. And he too said, you know, life doesn't have to be long for you to live it well. And so I think it's worth thinking about how do we live our life well. And there's a Catholic practice called Memento Mori, and it basically means remember your death, which sounds really morbid, like super morbid. But it's this idea that we are only on earth for a short time, and we should think about every day being a gift, and that we may be called to death at any time, and so we should live our life with eternity in mind, like live our life remembering that it's temporary, and how do we want to live our best life, knowing that it won't be forever, but eternal life is forever. So I think there's really good advice on don't wait till you're facing death to live your life fully. And what makes you come alive? What makes you feel excited and passionate? What makes you excited to live fully? And then pursue those things, go after those things. And try not to get weighed down by the, like, small things, because in the face of something massive like a illness or a diagnosis, you know, like, the things that really matter come to the forefront, and the things that don't really matter kind of sit in the background. And how do we live our life in that way, even without a terminal illness? So I'm going to play you another song now, and this one's called Sandcastles, and it's also by A Firm Handshake.
If it's a rainy day, you can just drive away.
But it's sunny outside, so we might as well stay.
Well, I'll collect some shells,
and you move the sand.
We'll build our little sandcastle in a far off land where
no one gets hurt and no one dies,
and your tears are scared of leaving your eyes. So grab the shovel and start digging deep, 'cause our little sandcastle is all we can keep. Run around playing tag in the yard. Oh, why does this place have to be so far?
Well, the east wing is done, and now for the west, we should build a few more rooms for our friends and guests.
When we finally finish the north and the south, I'll show you why I chose you and why you are mine. Your ears are like the shells I found. They listen to my soul. Your eyes reflect.
little sandcastle probably never exists, but I like to dream and build our lives in it. And I'm sorry for never finishing our room. I didn't have enough time to make it as beautiful as you.
When I lay my head to rest tonight, I'll be dreaming of our little sand castle life, where we'll never get hurt and never die, and our eyes will refuse to let us cry.
No one gets hurt and no one dies, and your tears are scared of leaving your eyes. So grab the shovel and start digging deep, 'cause our little sandcastle is all we can keep.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and we are almost out of time. And so I will tell you a little bit about what is coming up. We have junior youth group and youth group on Sunday. So junior youth group 4 to 5 and youth group 6:30 to 8:30. And then it will be Monday again. So join us next week on the Catholic Couch. And have a great week.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram, that's Illuminate with the number 8, the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook, or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.